So we're going to have to put in a good week of practice here, narrow down a game plan, and go out on Sunday and play our best in order to win.
You talk about the good week of practice. Do you lose a day because of the Sunday night game and you get back Monday? Do you look at film on Monday of the
next opponent? Yeah, I mean, you know, guys get in, and I think guys do a good job of, you know, doing a little extra on their own, and especially the guys on this team, the guys on this defense. The guys put in a lot of time and effort into, you know, kind of studying film and studying their opponent. So. No, I don't think we lose a day by playing late like that.
You have Vince Wilfork, he goes down. Now everybody's involved in the running game. You did that before, but to have Vince there was something, you know, that no one else had.
Yeah, definitely. Vince was the rock in there, man. You know, he was a, you know, he's a heck of a football player and a big loss for our team. But, you know, we pride ourselves and everybody on this roster being able to step up and be ready to go in the game whenever your name is called. So we have guys that are ready to step up and have to go out and perform at a high level and pick up where where we left off.
How do you replace him?
Well, I don't think you ever replace a guy like Vince Wilfork. You just need guys to step up, fill in, and do the best they can, and try to understand what we're trying to do as a defense, and try to make plays, and you know, listen to the guys around them, and keep playing. So we'll have to rally around whoever's in there and continue to, you know, keep it up the way we've been going.
Another week, another elite receiver in Green.
Right.
Kind of makes him different than the other two guys, Jones and Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, Green, he's a tall, fast receiver, guy that can really stretch the field, go get the ball, has great hands, great playmaking ability. You know, he's just a really great wide receiver that they have over there in Cincinnati, and he's a guy that we're going to have to be alert of and know where he's at on the field and be able to try to contain him as much as we can.
Two legitimate tight ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I guess they use them a lot at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. They're real similar guys. You know, they're big, physical guys, guys that have good hands, guys that can run, guys that could, you know, definitely hurt you in the passing game, but also are good blockers in the run game. So, you know, we'll have to be alert for them, you know, narrow down our game plan here and try to figure out a way to contain this offense, because it definitely is a high-powered offense that can hurt you at any moment.
You said guys are going to have to step up and do whatever the defense is asked to do. Do you think that's going to change?
You know, I don't know. We're a week-to-week type of game plan type of team. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, guys just got to be ready to step up, like I said, fill in and be ready to play, because, you know, this thing's moving. We still got to play the game on Sunday regardless of who's out there. So, you know, we'll have to get a good weekend this week and be ready to go.
Do you guys take anything from Sunday night? You did a good job on the outside against Julio and White. But Tony Gonzalez had the best game of his career. Cincinnati seems to have similar weapons. Do you carry anything over from any lessons that you might have learned?
Well, I think every game you played is lessons to be learned. You know, every game is another experience. Each play is an experience for each guy. So, you know, you need to take those games, take those reps, take those experiences, and learn from them and get better from them. And that's how you move forward as a team. That's how you get better as a team. And that's how you continue to improve all season long, is just continue to learn from mistakes or things you've done well or experiences you've had in previous games and previous reps, and, you know, move forward and learn from those things. And that's what we need to do in order to keep growing as a defense, growing as a team, and keep getting better.
What specifically, though, could you carry over from Sunday to Cincinnati because of, you know, with all that?
Well, you know, I mean, every situation's different. It depends on the coverages and situations that you're in, guys you're playing against. I just know that we need to play fundamentally sound, you know, go out there, contain those guys that they have on the other side of the ball, and try to limit the things that they do well, and, you know, go out and try to, you know, get a victory. And, you know, that's what we're going to work on this week. We're going to narrow down our game plan and continue to study film on them and try to narrow things down to what we need to do in order to win.